Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
McDavid left circle, cross ice, one-timer, score! This game is tied! Leon Draisaitl!
Edmonton's home for breaking news on your favorite teams. This is Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Yes, I'm the guy who was kicked out of the Backstreet Boys for being too cute. Here's what's going on in the NHL tonight. Sharks lead the Canadiens 1-0 early in the second period. Also early in the second, Penguins leading the Hurricanes 1-0. Bruins up 1-0 on the Lightning. 6 minutes left in the first in Philadelphia. Flyers with a 2-1 edge on the New York Islanders. Several games coming up later tonight, including the Capitals against the Canucks and the Calgary Flames. With a record of 9-9-3, will take on the Florida Panthers, now 10-8-4 after their overtime loss here at Rogers Place, as the Oilers tied it with 4.4 seconds left in the third and won it 22 seconds into overtime. So Panthers and Flames going head-to-head tonight. And Daryl Sutter, the head coach of the Calgary Flames, was asked this question. Should the Flames fans give Matthew Tkachuk a warm welcome?
Certainly. He's a good player. You know, our fans always acknowledge that.
All right. So now, first of all, what's he going to say? I don't know if a coach would ever come out and say, look, this guy who used to play for me just last year is coming back to town. I want everybody to be as mean to him as possible. I can't remember a circumstance that has ever happened in professional sports. So we'll see what kind of reaction Matthew Tkachuk gets in Calgary. Predictably, he did not get a warm reaction last night at Rogers Place. I wouldn't say that it was overwhelming boos for Matthew Tkachuk from the Rogers Place faithful, but there definitely were boos, and he had fun with it. He scores the first goal of the game. He scores early. By the way, the Oilers fell behind 1-0. Have you noticed that's happened a few times this season? I'm going to talk about that in a few minutes. So after he scored that goal, he gives them the little, what do you call that? The I can't hear you, or the boomy louder? I'm sure there's some kind of official name for that gesture, probably from the world of wrestling. But anyway, he gives them the little like, yeah, go ahead and boomy. I just scored a goal. But back in Calgary today, I mean, he was one of the Flames' best players for what, the last 6 years? But I think there is a certain amount of fun that fans want to have, saying, okay, we appreciated you, thanks for what you did here, now we have to remind you you're not on this team anymore. So I think sometimes in that situation the booing might not be malicious. It's just saying, hey, sorry Matthew, we cheer for the laundry, we cheer for the team that has the flaming C on the front, you got this weird pouncing cat, so we can't cheer for you. I would think some of the booing last night at Rogers Place might have some, you know, I think it's maliciousness, hatred, or I think hatred is fair. I think a lot of Oilers fans hate Matthew Tkachuk, but we don't see him as much now. He'll play in the Eastern Conference. So that got me thinking, though, about booing. And this will be it's going to be a two-part off-topic topic if you'd like to participate tonight. 780-496-0063 is the number. If you're using the telephone, it's the hotline presented by CertainTeed, the pro's choice for roofing, siding, drywall, insulation, and ceiling systems. CertainTeed, pro all the way. In your mind, what is an appropriate reaction from a crowd when an ex-player comes back the first time? Like, unless he left under awful circumstances where he was kind of like, I hate this team. I hate this city. I hate the uniforms. I don't like anything about here, and I'm going to leave. Okay, in that case, he might be booed. But, you know, a player who, you know, is traded or even leaves through a free agency, which happens. Sometimes there's a financial decision. How should that player be treated? Should it be booing? Should it be cheering? Should it kind of just be, okay, nothing. He doesn't play for us anymore. Whatever. He's on the other team. We want to focus on our guys. So that's part one. Now, Kellen, this is a more difficult assignment because I feel like our inside sports listeners have graduated up a level when it comes to the off-topic.
That's right, yes.
Because we've had some pretty good reactions lately, some very intelligent comments, some very funny comments at time, mm-hmm. which I in some ways I appreciate more than the intelligent ones if they're really funny. So we've graduated to a two-part off-topic topic.
Okay.
So the first part is kind of on topic, but then the second part is more off topic. So part one, how should fans react when an ex-player comes back the first time? Mm-hmm. Boo, cheer, combination, do nothing, whatever you want, and why? And then part two of this, should booing be more commonplace in everyday life? I want examples. Like, I have an example. So you go to a restaurant. The meal is inadequate. It's not tasty. The portion size is too small. There's a dead beetle in the sauce, whatever. Should you be able to boo the cook on the way out or just go back into the kitchen and boo the cook, right? Like, give me an everyday situation like that where you think we should be able to boo. You're driving in an Uber. You realize this guy doesn't know where he's going. Like, instead of the tip on the Uber app, there should be a boo button, or you just boo him on the way out. Like, boo. I wanted Kingsway Mall, and you took me to Londonderry. And Kellen, I know Londonderry. You have a lot of respect for Londonderry Mall. So nothing wrong if you wind up
there. Yeah, and you should always, you know, Londonderry Mall is top notch.
Kellen's a big fan of Londonderry Mall. So anyway, that is the off-topic topic. How should fans react when a former player returns for the first time? And in what walk of life, area of life, should there be booing? Should you be able to boo someone, something, a group of people as you go through your everyday life? 780-496-0063. By the way, you can also follow me on Twitter, at Reid Wilkins, R-E-I-D-W-I-L-K-I-N-S, and you can email the old program, insidesports@630ched.com. All right, so the Oilers with a skate today. Not everybody was on the ice. It was generally just the players who don't play a lot of minutes went for a skate, and then they flew to Chicago where they will play tomorrow night against the Blackhawks, 6 p.m. for the faceoff show. The puck will drop at 7:30. Some interesting moments in that game last night against the Florida Panthers. Of course, we know about the big comeback and the finish. The goal that put the Panthers ahead with 4:44 left in the third period, Montour from Ekblad and Tkachuk. So it started with the puck going way up in the air right by the goal mouth. And Tkachuk knocked it out of the air. It went through the crease. They got it back to the blue line, and Montour scored. Now, the Oilers challenged that play. And what they were saying is that there was a missed stoppage. And this was something that was added into the NHL a couple of years ago. So they're saying there was a missed stoppage. The puck was either gloved ahead or hit with a high stick. And Jay Woodcroft was asked about that challenge today.
The way the rule is read is that if it's a high stick that leads to a goal directly, it's the crossbar. I think when it's a stoppage of play high stick, it comes down to shoulder height, normal shoulder height. Our belief in that moment was that Tkachuk was off the ground, and where the puck hit the stick, we felt it was worth making that call. I can live with the fact that it is a subjective decision. You know, our belief was that it was a high stick, and I would have made that call again.
All right. I'm just going to ask you guys a question. This isn't one you have to respond to because it's somewhat rhetorical. You're going to know exactly what I mean. Would it hurt if the NHL simplified that rule? So if you knock the puck out of the air and it goes into the net, they use the crossbar as the standard. If you knock the puck out of the air and it goes to a teammate, they use your shoulder height as the standard. So when Woodcroft explained in that situation, they thought Tkachuk was elevated a little bit and his stick was above his normal shoulder height. They lost the challenge. I think they obviously, it sounds like Woody thought they might. Late in the game, you're trying to take that goal off the board. It turned out for the Oilers anyway. The power play that Florida got was negated after about a minute because they took too many men on the ice penalty. But I think, and I've thought this for a while, but there's never really been a situation in a game I've covered where it comes up. Why don't they just standardize it in the offensive zone and just say it's the height of the crossbar? Or if there's a play near the net where the puck could go, potentially go in, why not just say it's the height of the crossbar? It's easier to see. I mean, there's cameras everywhere where you can tell where the puck hits the stick in relation to the height of the crossbar. And maybe it might be tough for the refs to pick out at full speed, but when you're looking at anything on replay, I think it would be fairly easy to see the large majority of the time. Why don't they just say if there's, you know, a net play, a puck that goes in, it is always the crossbar. You don't have to worry about, well, what is this guy's normal shoulder height compared to this guy's normal shoulder? Like, just make it the crossbar. I mean, I think simpler rules are better. You shoot the puck over the glass, you get a penalty. Doesn't matter if you meant to do it. Doesn't matter if you, you know, if you're shorthanded, the goalie does it, defenseman does it, if you're trying to make a pass, whatever. If you shoot the puck over the glass, you get a penalty. If you contact the puck above the height of the crossbar in the offensive zone, stoppage. Rest of the ice, fine. Leave it shoulder height. Offensive zone, it's the crossbar. There's a fair standard, same for everybody. Just a little aside there. 780-496-0063. Steve is calling in this evening. Steve, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you doing?
Quite well.
Excellent. Well, you know, for the booing, I've been just a person that hates booing. And I think there's three scenarios. One, you have a guy like Tkachuk coming back.
Yeah.
He deserves to get booed.
In Calgary or in Edmonton or both?
What's that?
In which city?
Just in Edmonton.
Okay.
The other scenario is you get a guy coming back that, you know, was a heart and soul, but it's a business, so these guys come and go. Booing those guys is counterproductive. Yeah, they may come back, but I'm telling you, if they're being booed, they don't want to play here. So, you know, they gave to the team, they were traded or they left. I'll say Pronger, I wasn't very happy about. I might have booed him, but...
Okay.
Because he didn't want to play here. Yeah. So the third scenario is when the team's not doing well, and this is one that just drives me nuts. If the team's not doing well, they're down, 5-0 or whatever, booing or throwing a jersey on the ice, how is that motivating the team? You're hitting them while they're down already. So, I'm not a big fan of that.
Okay, so you're fine with booing a rival player like Tkachuk, but that's pretty much it then.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No. Interesting. So if you were a Flames fan, and I know you aren't, Steve. I'm not trying to disgust you.
Yeah.
If you were a Flames fan going to the game in Calgary tonight, you'd applaud Tkachuk if they do a little tribute and then just leave him alone.
I don't know. It's Tkachuk. So I might boo him there.
if he runs Markstrom or something, then you got to boo him.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate it, Steve. That's fun. Thanks for calling. That is Steve, 780-496-0063 on the booing topic. All right. Well, we'll get to more of those as we move along. The Oilers have often given up the first goal in the game. I will dive deeper into how often it's happened and what Woody and his staff are trying to do about it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins is brought to you by James H. Brown and Associates, Alberta Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law.
Black ocean, golden dark.
World Cup today. Senegal beats Ecuador 2-1. Netherlands over Qatar 2-0. England takes it to Wales 3-0. United States over Iran 1-0. Canada Thursday morning against Morocco. Final game of the tournament for Canada. We'll talk more about the World Cup with Steph Labbé, the Edmonton area product, gold medal goalie for the Canadian women's team in 2020. She's now the GM of the Vancouver Whitecaps women's team. She's doing great. She's going to join us after 7:30 news tonight. Okay, you can get in touch, 780-496-0063. We also have Kelly Rudy coming up. I want to ask him a little bit about booing, because I think it happened to him a few times in his career. Here's the deal with the Edmonton Oilers coming out of the gate, and this has been an ongoing topic, it's not daily. I don't want to make it sound like it's a topic every day, but it's been a topic that pops up, you know, kind of periodically on this show. And when we're talking about the Oilers, they often don't start games very well. I mean, this year they've been taking early penalties. They've been getting scored on first, things like that. It's often one of those things in the first 5 or 10 minutes of the game. Yesterday, Tkachuk scores 3:49. Now, I don't think the Oilers played a horrible first period yesterday, but still, they fell behind again. Here's the deal. The Oilers have allowed the first goal of the game 14 times. That's third most in the NHL. So 14 out of 22, they've fallen behind at least 1-0. They are 5-9, which actually isn't bad for coming from behind. They have scored first just 8 times, tied for the 27th most in the league. They are 7-1 when they score first. Now, the last two games, they've won both. They did not score first in those games. They obviously had the big comeback against the Rangers. Kind of went back and forth in the third period last night against Florida. But they still allowed the first goal. And so here's the thing. I remember when Todd McClellan was the coach, they were having a stretch where they usually fell behind. And I asked him what, you know, you can do, little things you can do to motivate the team or play mind games with them. And he said, well, I'm telling them that there are two games. There's a 10-minute game and a 50-minute game. If we win one and tie one, then we win the 60-minute game. It doesn't matter which happens. You know, if we win the 10-minute game 2-0, tie the 50-minute game 2-2, we win the whole game 4-2. So that was what he did. And I brought that up to Jay Woodcroft today in the context of asking about maybe getting better starts, getting the lead more often.
I liked our first period. I thought they scored a goal by throwing it off, like a weird bounce off a D-man, and ended up in the back of the net. Do I wish we had that one back? I wish we had that one back, but I thought, you know, we did some good things in that first period. You know, is there a 10-minute game and a 15-minute game? Yeah, there is. You know, sometimes we break it down even more than that. Maybe it's a 5-minute game or a 2-minute game to start. I think the thing that we talk a lot about is not dipping our toe in the water and taking a temperature of a game. It's about trying to assert your game plan on the other team right off the bat, to have a level of early urgency or early immediacy. We want to be on the front foot. We don't want to be on the back foot. We want to be on the front foot, and we don't want to wait. We want to take. That said, when you're playing in the NHL and there's two good hockey teams, and it seems like every team we've played has been a good hockey team, two good hockey teams going, sometimes the other team gets a say in the matter too.
And he's right. The opponent's out there trying to do the same thing, and you got to give them credit when they do it. And there have been games where the Oilers have fallen behind and you know, haven't been playing that bad. It happens. But, I mean, basically two-thirds of the time so far this season, they're falling behind 1-0. I like some of the things he said. Don't dip your toe into the water. Assert your game plan. Don't wait, take. Those are all mentalities for the team to have. And we talked a couple weeks ago, something Warren Moon said. Let the other team know they're going to be in for a long night. So something we continue to watch for the Edmonton Oilers. Kelly Rudy's coming up.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.